On New York University Week, new discoveries by archaeologists are changing our views of Neanderthals. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Radu Jovica, associate professor of anthropology, glues it all together.
Many animals make and use tools, but the way we humans use technology is a true outlier in its complexity. Yet it's hard to know when and how during human evolution complex technology appeared, because early tools don't come with user manuals. Instead, scientists have to reconstruct these details from traces left on them. In my lab at NYU, we use microscopic traces on stone tools to figure out how they were used in the past. Glues are ideal for answering this question. They imply multi-part tools, and their own properties may reveal their maker's hidden know-how. It turns out that glues have a long history. Archaeologists have found traces of birch tar on Neanderthal tools spread out all over Eurasia. Birch tar is different from other glues because it doesn't occur naturally. It has to be distilled from heated birch bark in anaerobic conditions, that is, without air. Initially, these discoveries stirred up a lot of speculation about how smart their makers were, but together with colleagues from Tübingen, Germany, we showed that one can simply obtain tar by placing a stone next to a birch bark fire and scratching it off. Does that mean that Neanderthals weren't as smart as we thought? Not necessarily. Last year, together with the same colleagues, we found traces of an even more advanced glue on several stone tools from one site in France. They all featured a bitumen and ochre mixture, a first for Neanderthals. Microscopic traces of abrasion all over the tool's surface and the mechanical properties of the glue mixture both point to one surprising conclusion. The glue wasn't used to bind the tool to a handle, but rather to make the handle itself. These findings show how archaeology can reveal the secrets of our earliest technologies.
And that was Radu Jovica of New York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.